Welcome, everyone. This is Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and I am so happy to be coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where, yay, we finally got some cold weather. So let's get started. Now, Don Cooper is starting his second year in giving you concise, impactful, and valuable tips concerning his expertise, sales, each first Monday. And since we're going to be talking to Bob Berg about our influence mindsets today, I thought it was really appropriate for us to start off our year with an effective sales mindset. So please join me as we welcome back Don Cooper, the sales heretic, to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio for 2012. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Michelle. I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We got sunny, clear skies and cool temperatures, and you know how happy that makes me.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm curious. You and I talk a little bit more than most people probably realize, and we've been discussing how important it is for not just the listeners to the show, but even ourselves to really have some clarity around our own sales mindset as we're wanting to accomplish all these great goals we have for 2012. How are we going to go about doing a better job of that this year?
Well, you're absolutely right, Michelle, because the key to more sales has nothing to do with the economy, nothing to do with your marketing, nothing to do with your product or service. It has everything to do with you, specifically your mindset. Our beliefs and attitudes impact our actions and thus everything around us. So the right beliefs serve us and move us closer to our goals. The wrong beliefs sabotage us, moving us further away from our goals, preventing us from reaching them. So the key to increasing your sales this year is to make sure that you got the right mindset. So it is critical for you to believe this is going to be a great year, because we manifest our beliefs. Science has proven this. Whatever we believe, we make happen. So if you go into this year thinking, well, the economy is still in the tank and politics are awful and my industry is still down, this is not going to be a good year. If you believe it's not going to be a good year, you will manifest that, because that belief will influence your thoughts, your words, your actions. And as a result, you won't have a great year. You will literally subconsciously prevent yourself from achieving your goals. If, on the other hand, you say, no, this is going to be a great year. I don't care what's happening out there. It's going to be a great year. I'm going to make it a great year. Your mind will figure out how to make that happen. So whatever it is you believe, you'll manifest. If you say, you know, it doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what you think, you know, I can't do this. Well, congratulations, you're correct. I hope you're happy. Whatever it is you believe, you will achieve. So the first thing is you have to believe that it's going to be a good year. Now, that's not just enough on its own. You need to support that belief. Most of us need some logical backup for whatever it is we believe. So think of some reasons this is going to be a great year. Make a list of reasons why this will be your best year ever, or this is going to be the year you hit these particular goals. And those reasons could be many and varied. It could be that you're smarter this year than you were last year. Could be that you believe that there's going to be an increase in spending in your industry this year. The economy could be better this year. You may be hiring some people this year. You have a pledge to get better at sales or marketing this year. Think of a whole bunch of reasons why, logically, this will be a great year. And then take that one step further. Create a plan for making this a great year. What are you going to do to make this a great year? Start with your belief, move to reasons, and then move to specific action steps you're going to take to ensure this is a great year. So ask yourself the question, how can I make this a great year? How can I reach the sales goals I set for myself this year. When you ask the question, how can I, your mind opens up. It looks for ways to achieve what you're trying to achieve. And so long as that thought process is in harmony with your belief that it's going to be a great year, you will unleash the power of your subconscious. So create some strategies. What are you going to do for your marketing this year? What are you going to do for your sales this year? What specific actions will you take? Are you going to create a new product or service? Are you going to launch a new marketing campaign? Are you going to get better at social media, finally? Are you going to read a lot more about sales or marketing? Is this the year you finally get some personal coaching to improve your sales acumen, your marketing prowess, your leadership expertise? What are the specific steps you're going to take to make sure this is a great year for your sales? So your mindset impacts your ability to create tactics and strategies, and those tactics and strategies reinforce the mindset and help to create that belief in reality. Those two things work together.
You know, it's interesting, Don, as I'm listening to you, one of the things that's surfacing in my own head was how many times people kind of get this recipe backwards. They think because of their belief that is how things have to happen, and they don't recognize that they can actually go, wait a minute, this belief's not serving me. What can I start out picturing so that I align myself with a belief that serves me? They think it's the other way around.
Yeah, they think if they create a strategy, it'll just kind of happen. The problem is that if you still believe that it's not going to work, or you believe that people aren't going to buy, then you'll sabotage yourself completely unconsciously. You won't be aware that you're doing it. But if you launch a new product and you believe it's going to fail, then it's going to fail. You'll make sure of that because the human brain does not like conflict. It wants consistency. Science has proven this again and again. So you've got to believe that people will buy despite the economy, despite the industry. Because whatever industry you're in, there's somebody in the industry who's doing better than anybody else. And that's going to be the person that has the right mindset. So it's going to be the company that embraces the right mindset and has action plans in place to support that vision.
Boy, I have to tell you, this has got to be the most... Okay, let me back up and start, not put two things together. Like, this has got to be the best preparation I have ever made for a business year. And I've been in business for 30 years, so no spring chicken to how important it is. So I'm really excited about what is going to come out of aligning with what Dave has talked about, really good star team players. And it's funny how we hear that, yet until we really focus on it in a way where we go, okay, how can I do something that's going to benefit them and me at the same time? Oh, gosh, gee, sounds like, hello, whose story is that? It's not about just you.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny how when we do shift our thinking that way, it starts really bringing those people into our world. So you know what? I haven't done this while you're on the show with me. Don, I want to thank you for showing up in my world.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thank you for showing up in mine.
Because you have been just awesome. And Dan Perez, you're not going to take this one from me. Don has been awesome. He says people use awesome too much. Well, I want to thank you for sharing that really great starter thinking for us around ourselves this year. I'm looking forward to some of the cool stuff we have that we're cooking up for people. So thanks again, Don.
You're welcome, Michelle.